Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Gentwin, and I believe it's the 10th of September today. I'm just walking back from school drop-off and I'm slightly out of breath because we ran this morning. well, we were a little bit late, but I also thought, time to see how long I can run. I must be fitter than I thought, because I don't think... Because usually I know how long I can run before I give up, because my legs complain and I'm completely out of breath. But I actually managed to keep going today. So, yeah, it's not as bad as I thought. That's encouraging. Anyway, but I'm not a fan of running, never have been. But yeah, it's sort of these times when I have to that... turns out I can run. So anyway, but there's always a chance of me knocking my knee out again, so I try not to run if I can avoid it. So yeah, the builders are back on the drive, so they've just gone off to get something, which gives me time to make a cup of tea and myself. busy day ahead. I've got work and then a meeting for which I still need to prepare a bit, but then I think the evening is clear. Hooray! Yeah, we didn't do so well at the pub quiz last night, but hey, you know, as always, there'll always be a set of questions that you don't know. So yeah, the other thing that that I remember to talk about was when I was in Marks and Spencer's on Monday, the lady reminded me that that England will be introducing a carrier bag charge from 1st of October. So that reminded me to, because my children very helpfully gave me one of those little bags that you can all fold up in itself, and it's really, really small, but you can always have that in your handbag. And I was thinking I must make a point of taking that along. Whenever I pack my wallet, I must pack that. She couldn't tell me how much the bags were going to be. I think Scotland and Wales already have to charge. It may also completely alter the famous phrase, "Did you want a bag with that?" But we'll see. That'll be 5p on top. Actually, I think... some shops charge already, like WH Smith. So I don't usually take extra bags simply because I've got too many of them. But then they're good as bin bags, so you know. And the other thing was that, so I've recently discovered this thing called Kidstart, which is it's like one of those many schemes where if you go shopping online, that retailer gives you percentage of the shopping back. And we were already using one called Easy Fundraising whenever we go on Amazon and we collect money for the school that way. So that's quite a good thing to do. And we shop on Amazon fairly frequently, so that gives them a few pennies here and there. But my friend tried to install their widget when that sort of, you know, when the school first signed up for that. And she said it crashed her computer, so I never tried that. And they've got these little widgets that basically tell you when you've when you go on a website, or, you know, when you look at websites, it tells you, you can save money with this website. So I never did that. So I don't know how many companies there are. But, so with the Kidstart, I found out about that because, so my children were born in the Labour era when Labour decided to give every child 250 quid towards a child trust fund. And you had to invest that money, and that's been there and growing. And the child trust fund company, I've counted since the beginning of the year, my children's birthdays in the summer, they've sent me 3 letters per child to tell me I can top that up. I haven't got any extra money to top it up. So I've been leaving those, but until that, sorry, that they've, there's also this scheme called Kidstart. So you can just sign up to that, you go shopping, and then a percentage of that goes to the, you know, and this is the great thing, you can nominate that to go into the trust fund, or it can go into the children's savings account. You can just nominate an account for the kids, and then they'll even sort of split the money equally if you've got more than one child. But the particularly brilliant thing, and their widget works, so I tried that. And yes, if I Google something, then it'll come up with, oh, if you buy from this website, you can save, I don't know, whatever the percentage is. So that's quite useful, even though psychologically you always think, should I buy from them? Even though if it's something big I'm buying, I'm still thinking, customer service. I still go with a company I've shopped with before, even if they don't give me money or not as much. So it's just an extra layer of decision built into that now. But the brilliant thing is, and I've not seen this before, is you can register your credit cards with it as well. So it's not just the online shopping, because very often it's very annoying. It's kind of, well, you know, I don't actually shop with these people online ever. You might not think about it, but you register your credit card and it will automatically give you the money back if you buy something in a shop. Brilliant. So hoping to do that a bit more. And then Simon also suggested that I write to the Child Trust company and tell them that all the money they've spent on writing me letters to tell me that I should invest more, that money, if they could just please put that into the Children's Trust Fund, that would be very much appreciated. Thank you. Because it also creates a lot less recycling for us. Right. But there we go. But this is a whole other topic. That every time you sign up for something, you then seem to generate a lot more junk mail where the same people are telling you that you need to give them more money. Which actually, I wish charities in particular would think about this a bit more. Psychologically, because if I give them money, I feel quite good about myself because I'm giving money to charity. You know, especially if I do it regularly. So then to keep getting letters from them saying, actually, you're not giving us enough money, we want you to give us more money, that's quite demoralizing. But they're obviously not thinking like that. Anyway, that's a rather long update, so I'll leave it here. Wish everyone a brilliant rest of the week. The sun is out where we are, yay. Even though it's very cold for September, it feels like autumn, but at least a nice autumn. It feels more like October. That's when you get these crisp sunny days. It's supposed to be a lot warmer in September. Anyway, I don't make the weather, so there we go. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.